Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting news in the AI world, Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro experimental model. This is a big deal, folks.
Wow, a new model already? Didn't Google just release something? What's so special about this one?
Well, it's their first in the Pro E experimental series, and it's blowing other models out of the water in benchmarks. Think complex problem solving and super accurate responses. It's even outperforming OpenAI's GPT 4.5, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, and others. A million context window with tool use and structured outputs? It's insane. And get this, it's 100% free on Google AI Studio and accessible through an API.
Free? That's incredible. But what do you mean by a thinking model? Does it actually think?
It's designed to reason through its thoughts before responding, leading to better accuracy and performance. It goes beyond just classifying or predicting. It analyzes, draws logical conclusions, and incorporates context. It's like a mini Sherlock Holmes for data.
Okay, color me impressed. So how does it stack up against the competition in real-world tests?
Well, this model was put through the ringer. It tackled everything, from building a responsive web app to solving complex math problems, and even generated an SVG butterfly.
An SVG butterfly? Seriously?
Seriously. And it did an amazing job. The web app was fully functional, something even DeepSeek V3 struggled with. It crushed the Game of Life coding challenge, nailed a tricky geometry problem, and even solved a Diophantine equation. Most models fail those. I was genuinely shocked.
Wait, a Diophantine equation? Those are notoriously difficult. I'm starting to see why you're so excited. But is there anything it can't do?
Well, while it's a powerhouse in many areas, its coding abilities, while impressive, are still slightly behind OpenAI's GPT 3.5 and Claude 3.7 Sonnet. But it excels in vision, MMLU, reasoning, and science benchmarks. It's a trade-off, I suppose.
So a jack of all trades, master of some? I can live with that. Especially if it's free. You mentioned accessing it through Google AI Studio. Anything else our listeners should know?
Definitely check out Google's AI Studio and select the Gemini 2.5 Pro from the dropdown. You can also access it through their API and even grab another free API from OpenRouter. I'd also recommend subscribing to the World of AI newsletter for weekly updates on all things AI. It's a fantastic resource to stay on top of this ever-evolving field.
This is incredible news. A powerful, versatile, and free AI model? Google has really upped the ante. Thanks for breaking it all down for us. Anything else before we wrap up?
Nope, that's about it. Be sure to check out the links in the description for more information and resources. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.